This is Earth and Sky. The highest point that trees grow on a mountain, called the tree line, is based in part on temperature.
Andy Bunn is a PhD candidate at Montana State University. He suspects that tree lines around the world will expand up mountain slopes in response to global warming. He's studying tree lines in Sequoia and Yellowstone National Parks.
So we use alpine tree line as a bellwether, as an early warning system of global climate, and try and understand if tree line is responding. Is tree line ebbing and flowing right now in response to climate warming?
The difficult task of monitoring a mountain range's entire tree line is made easier by using computer models and satellite data to identify trees that are most likely to react to climate shifts.
Once we find those areas that fit our requirements of being climate sensitive, we can actually go in there and start looking at the growth rates, the growth rings of trees. We can start looking for germination of seedlings. And we can start looking for these areas where there's dead wood rooted above current tree line.
Bunn hopes these studies will help determine how forests may change in the coming century. For more, come to today's show on the web at earthsky.org. Special thanks today to Andy Bunn in Montana and to NASA's Earth Science Enterprise. I'm Deborah Bird with Joel Block for Earth and Sky.